Welcome to Marvelicious Toys, hosted by Justin and his amazing friends, Arnie and Marjorie. We bring you news and reviews of Marvel toys, statues, and more, because not all Marvel collections can be bagged and boarded. They're not just toys, they're Marvelicious.
Hello, welcome to issue 53 of Marvelicious Toys. I'm Marjorie.
I'm Arnie.
And I'm Justin.
And we have got a kick-ass show today. We're going to have some kick-ass callers and play your voicemails. We're going to talk about a brand new collectible line from Sideshow, some new collectibles coming from FX Collectibles. But first, we will start off with
the Spectacular Store Report.
So I know sometimes it seems like we spend an awful lot of time nitpicking what Hasbro does and does not do and going over little details here and there. I just wanted to take a minute to give them a few kudos for something that I feel like they did absolutely right this time around. Last week when the DVDs came out, guess what else was out? Action figures for that movie. And you don't see that very often. It's something you'd think would be a no-brainer. But more often than not, a movie comes out and there's just no product or new product to help support the sales of that DVD.
Yeah, I think Target had it best. When I went to the DVD display there, they had the figures and the vehicles all out right with the DVD display, right a good way for people to say, oh, I'll pick up a Hulk and a Chitauri while I'm here. And Walmart didn't do as much, but one of the Walmarts I went to did take some of their exclusive 6-inch figures and just kind of hang them by the DVD display and electronics. And yeah, every store I went to had this fourth wave of Avengers figures, and Black Widow is hanging from every peg taunting me, you thought you'd never get me, you bought an entire case for me, nah, 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 nah.
Yeah, I mean, I'm seeing Black Widow everywhere. I'm seeing the first release, the comic version of Hawkeye.
Yeah, there had been the rumor that Hawkeye was a Walmart exclusive figure because that was the only store he'd ever been spotted. I now have seen him at both Target and Toys R Us, and this is the comic version I'm talking about, not just the movie version.
Yep, with the mask and all that. Yeah, I mean, you know, I've seen them at Kmart, Toys R Us, Target, Walmart, all of them. So they did good job, Hasbro. You got them out there. People had their chance to get them. And like we said, the hard-to-find figures that I know for a long time, like you said, Black Widow was still going for quite a bit on eBay. She's prevalent out there.
And I'm a sucker in the cooler once again.
That was a long-term cooling, though.
Yeah, I mean, I've got myself a opener set of the fourth wave here and finally got a chance to break them out and see them in hand. And I gotta say, Justin, I think you're a little too hard on this Chitauri figure.
I tell you what, I think I mentioned that I have no problem with the sculpt. The sculpt is superb. But come on, you can't tell me that without elbows, wrists, knees, he's not missing something. I'm okay. I'm not super happy about figures that don't have any torso articulation, but come on, knees and elbows at a bare minimum.
But he's got ball-jointed hips. He's got ankle rockers. I got him doing crazy yoga poses. He can do the splits and cheers. And I'm going to say something. I remember Jerry being on the show, and he kind of got some guff from listeners because he's like, I don't like ankle articulation because it makes the figures hard to stand. This figure, it may be because he's got giant block feet, but he stands well.
Yes, he does. I think it has to do exactly because he has giant block feet.
He does have huge feet.
You know what that means?
He wears big shoes.
Yes.
I guess my biggest gripe with this is the false advertising on the back of the card. Because they're showing a prototype on the back of that card that has both elbows and knee joints. What happened to that?
You're not supposed to be over 10. That's the problem.
I think a 10-year-old would be more upset than I would.
Yeah.
Well, it's not like they're selling these backwards. You see the figure first. I know it's silly, but I really like his neon green accessory. It's pretty.
It's bizarre.
It looks like Jell-O.
Yeah. I can't be sure, but this feels like a Thor figure accessory just recast in the clear plastic.
That's probably what happened.
I kind of thought it was the Skrull that we got earlier. Didn't he come with something similar? Oh no, the Skrull comes with a different green axe.
That's right. He came with a previous Fandral So yeah, they probably did steal this from the Thor line.
And then finally, a chance to get Nick Fury that isn't a Toys R Us exclusive from Iron Man 2.
And made out of a G.I. Joe body.
Is this one made out of a mummy body? He's kind of wrapped.
Actually, you know what this is? This is Winter Soldier from the Captain America line. His body and his legs.
Good eye.
Yep. Different arms to make it look more like a coat. But yep, that's Winter Soldier's body.
I was thinking he looked like Blade.
Well, hey, you know what? The Winter Soldier Marvel Legend figure that came out in the 2-packs last year is the same one they're using for the Marvel Legends Blade coming out in this next wave. So maybe you've been sitting in the meetings at Marvel Design Team.
I think they did a good job on the likeness, though, because not only does it look like Sam Jackson, but it looks like a Sam Jackson who's ready to apply for AARP, so it's true to the movie.
They always do a pretty good job with likeness of Sam Jackson. I mean, his Mace Windu figures always look pretty decent, and this one definitely looks good.
And he comes with a giant bazooka, just like in the movie. I like the fact that the play feature is in an actual movie-related weapon.
Yeah, and without the projectile in it, it almost looks usable. I mean, it doesn't look as wacky as all the other ones. You get rid of that little purple splooge on a stick, and you've got a decent-looking bazooka.
How do you fire it? I can't find the trigger.
I don't think there is a trigger. I think it's one of those pop-it-out-from-the-back things.
Oh, I hate it when I have to push in the back to make something come out the front.
Yes, you do. Yeah, and he also comes with some sort of machine gun that I feel like we've seen before.
He has a ton of guns, and a ton of... He has even more holsters for guns than he has guns.
Well, one working holster on his leg, but then the other one is actually just a gun molded into the holster on his chest.
Oh, I hadn't tried removing it because I was afraid I'd lose it. That isn't actually a removable pistol?
Nope. Just molded right on there. But that's all right. With accessories like that, you know, I forgot that the one on his leg actually worked until I tried it out again. It's like, oh yeah, that's right. I did put that in there. Which is, once again, another Han Solo looking Luger type of gun.
It doesn't have the silver barrel, so it's not quite so bad.
Right. All in all, I think it's a big improvement over the Toys R Us exclusive Iron Man one.
And then the new Iron Man, I know you talked about him last time. I hadn't opened him up yet at that point. I like all the new articulation. I think he is a Marvel Universe level of articulation at this point. Could use some ankle rockers, but just not rocking because of the boot toppers as much as anything.
Yeah, and they actually are. I thought they were just ball joint, but they are ankle rockers on there. But with the flares that is at the bottom of his ankles there, it makes it hard for him to move.
The bell-bottom armor.
The bell-bottom armor. And one other weird omission on this figure is no foot peg holes.
Mm-mm. That's odd. Now I'm checking everyone. Yeah, they've all got it.
Yeah, out of the two, this is by far superior in this line. The sculpt is good enough, and there's enough articulation that I'm not going to complain too much about it.
Well, in addition to finding those figures, Marjorie went on a business trip and stopped at every Toys R Us between here and Wisconsin.
Yeah, I stopped at every single Toys R Us between here and Madison, Wisconsin, looking for the glow-in-the-dark Spider-Man figures.
Which, of course, were waiting for you at the Springfield Toys R Us when you got home.
Of course they were. Absolutely.
Oh. At least you got to see a whole bunch of different Toys R Us's. Toys R I.
Yeah, and I did meet a nice guy at the Toys R Us, the worker there, and he actually was going to look in the computer and try to find out when the figures were going to show up for me. But luckily, I didn't need it.
What did you have to do in exchange?
I don't know. He didn't ask for anything.
So I do have these figures here in hand. Now, they are direct repaints of Amazing Spider-Man figures that have come before. They just now have amazing glow-in-the-dark paint on them.
Just like in the movie. No, in the comic. Wait, no. Well, it's a glow-in-the-dark Spider-Man, kids. Have fun.
Yeah, exactly. And we talked a lot about the green packaging when these first started to show before we found them ourselves. But now that I've got them, I'm able to comment on them. So there was Missile Attack Spider-Man in the concept series. Well, now we have Night Force Missile Attack Spider-Man, and it comes with the same really weird mosquito glider that shoots a big neon wad of goo, and he's in the same weird armor, but instead of where it was silver on the last one, now it's glow-in-the-dark green.
So it is the exact same accessory with the exact same figure from before. This is just new paint apps and a new card.
Yep.
All right.
But it's neon, glow in the dark.
That's yeah, what makes it is. It
different and weird.
Well, what's interesting is what they chose to make glow in the dark, because it's the tops of his shoes and then the spider emblems, which could be kind of cool, his eyes, which could be kind of cool, and then his arms, which looks like some kind of...
Looks like he's wearing a cast.
I always think of burn victim, and then a couple of patches on his lower thighs above the knee. And then on his back, there's also a glow-in-the-dark spider.
So, let me ask you this. How glowy does he get?
That's the really disappointing thing, is, alright, so I got these figures, and this may sound incredibly weird to our listeners, but Justin, you and I, we have an interesting relationship with our toys in that we get them, and then these pictures on the website don't just magically appear when we spend our $7 or $10. We spend quite a bit of time with lights, camera, and action figures. With the light-up figures, it always gets a little bit more tricky and a little more artistic to try to find ways to show off the illumination, like the lighted bases and things like that. Well, these glow-in-the-dark figures were the single most frustrating things to photograph ever because they hold their illumination for less than 60 seconds.
Oh.
That's it?
Yeah.
That's a bummer.
There is some very minor illumination after 60 seconds, but the moment the lights go out, these things don't start that bright, and they just instantly get dimmer. They are visibly dimmer by 30 seconds, and after a minute, it's like you've got to recharge them. And you have to recharge them for several minutes before you go again. And so it would be me doing very long camera exposures. I did one image that took 6 minutes of exposure because I just wanted to get every iota of light that would come out of this phosphorant paint to light. So truthfully, when you turn the lights off, it glows a little bit, but not a whole lot. And the accessories aren't even very good. And the heavier the paint, the more it glows, which means you can barely see his spider logo because it's so intricate.
It's a little disappointing that glow-in-the-dark technology hasn't advanced over the years. So if this is the gimmick that gets the kids excited, is it's a glow-in-the-dark Spider-Man that's going to be exactly the same as the one sitting on the peg next to it for $2, $3 less.
$1 less at Toys R Us.
Sure. Now you're going to get it home, and you're going to be excited to get it glowing, so you and your buddy get in, you know, a dark hallway or dark room, and you start playing. It's like, okay, hold on, we got to go recharge again. And you come back, and you start playing again. 10 seconds later, okay, let's go recharge. At some point, you're just going to lose interest.
I lost interest before the photos were done. I ain't going to lie.
I can't blame you.
The next one is perhaps the most confusing, because with the lights on, they almost look the same. And they even are named the same. Night Mission Spider-Man. This is that lame figure that comes with the arm that is like a baseball bat in thickness, and not only does it not have elbow articulation, but it doesn't even have a sculpted elbow, and it has the big string that goes from the backpack to the arm, and you can attach either a grappling hook or a suction cup.
Yeah, this is the one that I was originally excited about, and then immediately got unexcited about it because of that arm.
Well, the other thing is, and I said this about the original figure, the rope has no slack to it. So when you hang him from the suction cup, there's no way to have him hanging from the spider web. He's just clinging to the cup. There's a string there, you can pull it out, but as soon as you let go, he zips right up. Maybe it's a play feature, but it's certainly not good for display.
Yeah, the minute they put that arm on there, though, that was no longer a good figure for display.
It's like he's like one of those weird shrimp or like lobsters that has a really big claw and then the tiny claw. That's what he looks like.
Yeah, it doesn't help that he's got his one hand in a permanent just, oh no, you didn't type of...
Yeah.
Well, the worst part is if you take off the hook or the suction cup, there's this weird nubbin.
Yeah, it's weird all the way around. And the articulation in the middle of his torso, like above his belly button, that looks strange.
But this one looks pretty close to the regular one because the other one also had neon green spider logo and neon green eyes. This one, it just looks like he slipped. It also has neon green calves and some arms and still the same crappy, I'm not really going to glow in the dark feature.
It's probably where they got the idea. Just painting this one the first time around, and they're like, hey, that almost looks glow in the dark. Somebody's like, hey, wait a minute.
Then the one that looks completely identical is a lizard. It just kind of looks like, have you ever seen like those old timey comedy movies where somebody has a big powder poof and it puffs and then somebody's left with like powder all over their face?
Yeah.
That's what it looks like. Or like he was caught doing some blow at Studio 54 when they came in.
That's because it's concentrated around his mouth. That's what looks really bad.
Now, here's an opportunity for them to, if they really wanted to go glow in the dark, cast this entire figure in a glow in the dark plastic and then just put a little bit of a darker green paint wash over it and let it glow through that. That would have been cool. But looking at your pictures of what actually glows on this figure, please.
It's primarily his chest.
It's a little bit of his chest and a little bit of his face. What is... I do not get it.
I would equate it to if he was going to a rave and that's where he put like the blacklight reactive paint is he just smeared it on his chest and face to highlight his pecs for the ladies.
Yeah, that one's by far the lamest attempt at glowing.
And their accessories all kind of glow too, but not really. It's all in all an utter failure of a wave.
I did see these at the store the other day and I thought about getting Lizard because it was like, well, even if he doesn't glow all that much, you know, at least he looks like the other lizard from the line. But the more I looked at it, it's like I complained about the sloppy paint jobs on that one. This one was even worse. It seems like they went even lighter with that skin color underbelly that I didn't like. And even more of it. It went further up his shoulders and further down his torso. Ugh, just not for me.
And he comes with that glow-in-the-dark accessory that shoots water if you dip it in water. But it really makes me wonder, since what glows is what you're supposed to squeeze, is if that paint will come off either on your fingers or with the water.
That part might actually be cast in glow-in-the-dark plastic.
It's powdery. It Ooh. Looks like it's coated in something.
Ooh, that's not good. Because kids like to put squirt gun water in their mouth.
I'm sure it's not toxic. I'm sure you can lick the lizard.
I'm sure the people who made those super magnets didn't think kids would eat the super magnets either, Arnie. Lead paint, it's totally safe. You guys can eat that. Whatever you want. It's totally safe.
Well, I think maybe we gave a little too much attention to these. Because remember, Thor had a few figures that glow in the dark too, but they didn't make a huge deal about it. They weren't separate from the line. They weren't exclusives. They were just in that last wave repaints.
Oh, yes. I think I had to photograph them for a long, long time too.
Yeah. I think we fell victim to the exclusive card on this one a little bit.
Well, the cards themselves are so bright. I thought the figures would be too.
That's why they extra brighted up the cards.
Maybe it will just burn your retinas.
Like we said last time, though, I think maybe a better gimmick would have been, like you said, the black light trick that they did with the Pirates of the Caribbean line might have been cool. But glow in the dark, unless they come up with some major advancements, I'm no longer thinking it's all that neat of a gimmick.
Me neither.
It only took me to be 38 years old before I finally succumbed.
And finally, for the Avengers release, we also got an email from Mitchell, who's going to be covering New York Comic Con for us with Jen and Dabid. And he found something that is far more harmful. I think they should pass laws against this. They have made hero clicks aimed at children. That's as bad as Joe Camel. This is three little kitty-styled Avengers hero clicks, Thor, Cap, and Iron Man, for $14.99, because, kids, your first taste is almost free. Then we're going to sell them to you blind boxed and really expensive. Did you hear there's a Sentinel? You want the bigger high, don't you, kids? Got some Fing Fang Foom in the truck.
See, HeroClix is one of those things I never got into. Is that those are the figures with the little click bases with different numbers on them, right?
Yeah. You can do your power, your speed, basically all your fighting stats are in the click on the bottom. It's a little wheel, and they actually exploded with the minis market there. And
now they're kiddying them up, you're saying. They're making them more cartoony and kid-friendly looking rather than realistic.
In order to bring in that new market, because those who are deep in will buy them anyway because they want all the hero clicks. The hardcore gamers may skip them if the stats aren't good. And then you're going to get some kids in, and now all of a sudden they're going to start looking at those other hero clicks. It's a gateway drug.
So this is more of a warning shot to parents out there. do not get your kids started on HeroClix unless you want to go all in.
While I was in Madison, I did some shopping because really that's all there was to do one night. So I went up to their fancy mall, bought myself a little Coach purse, and then went to Williams-Sonoma.
Where did you get that Spider-Man spatula? Did you go to
Spatula City?
Williams-Sonoma. It's cute! The spatula part is Spider-Man's head. It's adorable.
It actually is kind of cute. Yeah. Can't lie.
Is it durable?
Yeah, and it's a non-stick spatula.
We're actually going to be using it where it's not a collectible.
It's a nylon silicone spatula.
How is the face on there? Is that silkscreened? It looks like it might come off.
No, it's rubberized. It's nice. Not silkscreened.
That's pretty cool.
And it's dishwasher safe. It's really cool, though.
I kind of dig that.
They have Hulk and Captain America. They did not have the Iron Man spatula out, but I did get a chance to see in person the cookie sets, which I did have on good authority from a person who's a professional cake baker and who decorates cakes for a living very extravagantly, that there's no way in hell that she even could do those cookies like that. Because you've seen those cookies.
Oh, yeah. Those are ridiculous. Yeah. Those aren't made with frosting. Those are made with some other way easier to use paint substance.
Yeah. She's like, there's no way in hell you could do that as an average person. And I can't do it as a professional person. So I did get to see those. They had cupcake kits. They had little cakelet pans so you could bake cakes in the shape of the Avengers' heads. Your daughter would probably get a big kick out of it, Justin, if she likes, like, the Avengers.
Well, this actually brings me to an idea that we had this weekend. We were at a wedding, and they had the wedding cake, and then also off to the side, they had wedding cake, like, cake pops. Like, little pieces of cake on a stick.
Like Starbucks.
Yeah. But then we thought, hey, they had a red one that sitting there, and we were both kind of looking at it. I was like, that'd be kind of cool to paint Spider-Man on there.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, that might be pretty easy to do with just frosting.
You try it, Justin, and let us know.
Okay. I'll send you some.
Yes.
So this is the stuff we're finding in stores, but let's see what listeners are finding.
Kick-ass callers.
Hey, boys and girls. This is Immortal Thor, a.k.a. Chris, here in Dallas, Texas. Just wanted to give a heads up that I just saw the Avengers end cap display at my local Walmart, and they did have the Shield Helicarrier in, but Walmart wanted $88.88 for it. It's insanely overpriced. Toys R Us had it for about $20 cheaper, which, in my opinion, just looking at it and looking at the back and everything, that's still way overpriced. It doesn't really do anything. And for almost the same price point in the Star Wars line, you get the, like the Republic shuttle with lights and sounds and 1,000 times more play features. This really, I wouldn't pay more than about $30, maybe $40 for the Helicarrier. It's just reminds me of the old Army Men toys. They're just an outline of plastic and hollow underneath. But yeah, Walmart has it for $20 more than Toys R Us. I don't know what they're thinking. But yell at you later. Bye.
You know, I thought I was a sucker for buying the Helicarrier at ToysRUs.com and paying the $70. But I really wanted to get it for the show, for myself, for the photo galleries. But I really did think that when it came out at Target and when it came out at Walmart, it would be about $10 cheaper because, as we've discussed this very show, Toys R Us is the most expensive place to buy toys. So I'm floored when I went to Walmart myself this week and saw the Helicarrier there for almost $90. $20 more than Toys R Us has it today.
To me, that feels like that's some sort of mistake that just has not been rectified yet. Because even Hasbro Toy Shop has it for $79.99, and they're always right at retail or a little above regular retail. So that feels like something went wrong in the Walmart pricing system.
I don't know, though. Given the variable pricing of some of these items, I would be more inclined to think Toys R Us is going to raise their price before the holidays. But we can hope not. But yeah, at this point, I know the caller said that he thought that the Helicarrier was worth only $40. I think that given the price of toys these days, $60 feels right. And if you can find it on clearance as we get to the holidays, it would be a really good steal. But then again, this is coming from somebody who paid how much for the Comic-Con one?
Well, I really predict that the Helicarrier is going to be one of the day after Thanksgiving things.
That could be.
That seems like a perfect big Christmas toy, because I don't know about you guys, but my mom and dad always got us one big gift and then a bunch of little stuff.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's like you got a big gift and that other stuff. So this seems like a really good big gift for a little kid.
That's actually a really good point, though, Marjorie, because that's probably what they're going to do, because if they advertise it for $20 off, well, they're still getting $68, $69 out of it and acting like you're saving $20 when you're really only saving $10.
Mm-hmm.
Now, here's the one thing you can do is, like, the week the DVD came out, Toys R Us had an ad. If you get an ad and you don't have a Toys R Us in your area, Walmart does price match, so you'd be able to get it at the lower price. So it's not like you're stuck with that price if the Walmart's all you have. But yeah, that does kind of seem a little bit more expensive than it should be. That said, I mean, I think I'm full up on helicarriers here.
Yes, let's talk about that. Worry about my purses.
I do agree that it could have had some lights and sounds and that kind of fun stuff for added fun play for kids. Because as a collector, you know, we get it, we put it together, and it becomes a display piece. But if you want a kid to play with this thing, you got to keep them interested.
Hello, Marvelicious crew. This is Doughboy from the forums, / Patrick Y from Facebook. And I'm calling from Western Pennsylvania. I hope everyone was able to get out yesterday on Avengers Blues Day and pick up the Avengers version of their choice. I opted for the Target 3D Blu-ray exclusive for that great price of $19.99. I then placed all the Blu-ray content in the Best Buy metal case that I picked up a while back. And everything works out well. You end up with two cases, one Blu-ray pack, and then you can just keep your digital copy, your DVD copy, in the Target regular Blu-ray case. And as a side note, I guess you can actually go back to Best Buy and get a refund for your $7.50 if you did not end up purchasing your movie there. I've had this happen either way. Either I can get my refund back, or sometimes they're a little hesitant to give that money back. But the wording on the back clearly says, just bring the receipt back for a refund. So that might be worth checking out if you want to spend the time doing that. And after I got home, I was happy to see on my porch a package from Big Bad Toy Store, which included the My Marvel Universe Series 2 Revision 2 case. That included the Wave 18 and 19 figures. And I actually got the Future Foundation and Peter Parker Ultimate Spider-Man, in case anybody was wondering. This was the first time I bought a Marvel Universe case, and I'm really happy with that decision. I decided to go that route because I've not seen any new figures in my area since Wave 17. I checked a little bit when I bought that Wave. Was clear back on January 3rd, 2012. And I think I only saw two sets of those in my area, so it's been pretty dry here. I know this is pretty much a nationwide problem, but I only have two stores I can check regularly, that being a Target and a Walmart that only has two pegs available for Marvel Universe. So I went for this option, and like I said, I'm really happy with it. I was kind of surprised at how neatly the figures fit into the case, you know, actually really tightly into the case. I guess they no longer pack the figures with a sheet of tissue paper to prevent, like, bubble scratching. It's been a while since I've actually seen a case out on the store floor, so I wasn't really sure how they pack those these days, but I was a little surprised. It's kind of nice, though. I kind of like to have that same size box to pack away a few of my other Marvel Universe-sized figures. Okay, so, well, I guess I only need to find my backhead Spidey now and maybe a upside-down Beast. I got the Miles Morales version of Ultimate Spider-Man off eBay a couple weeks ago for a pretty decent price, so pretty much caught up. And I just wanted to say I love the weekly show.
That's awesome that Charlie Sheen listens to Marvelicious. No, he really did have a Charlie Sheen sounding voice, though.
Bought that case and winning.
Yeah, anymore, buying a case is looking like a better and better option, you know, just hit and miss at the stores. There's going to be a few waves here that I feel like aren't going to show up at separate retailers. You know, Wave 17 felt like it was only at Toys R Us. Wave 18 I've only ever seen at Walmart, and none of them at Target yet. So I feel like if you don't have all those retailers in your area, you might have no option but to go to buying the full waves online.
Well, with the Avengers release day, I did see a full set of Wave 17 at Target.
Oh, nice.
I picked up a right-side-up Beast and an upside-down Ultimate Spider-Man.
Wait, Miles Morales?
No, the other one.
Oh, okay.
So those are shipping, and here's the big key is, yes, that one case is like the golden case, right? If all cases were one of each figure from two waves plus two spares, I think everyone would buy by the case.
Yeah, the only way that could be better is if the two spares were the two variant figures.
Yeah, I mean, that would just be a totally new method of distribution. Screw the retailer, direct sales are the way. But I do think that you're going to see Wave 17 and 18, and Justin, it's rare that I get to call somebody the pessimist and I'm the optimist, but Wave 20, despite a few figures leaking out on eBay a couple months ago, like Professor X and Blastar and Jubilee, that Wave 20 has no street date yet. There are no cases available for pre-order at any of the sites, so we just have Waves 17, 18, and 19 to go through Christmas. So don't tell me that with the holidays, they aren't going to stock the hell out of toys. And you're going to be so sick of She-Hulk and Miles Morales and Baghead and...
Yeah, and it might be almost reverse pessimism because I was excited that those couple waves hit so quickly that I thought maybe that, you know, we'd just keep the ball rolling and we'd be swimming in, you know, Professor X's by now. But I think you're more right that... Throughout the holiday season, we're going to see multiple shipments of these waves that we already have our hands on, which is good because I don't think either of us have our hands on the two Spider-Man variants that we need to get yet.
And you mentioned returning my receipt to Best Buy to get the money back and still keep the Steelbook case. Not going to do that. A, I don't know where my receipt is. I could probably find it if I dig. I do keep all my receipts, but I can't put my fingers on it quickly. And second, seems a little unethical. And third, I'm still toying with getting that big Best Buy box set. I don't know why I need it.
I don't know why you need it either.
Comes with a... Here's the thing is, it's almost free.
So what? I mean, do we need like a copy of Avengers for every day of the week?
How is it almost free? I got to hear this logic.
Yeah, I mean, this is stretching some. You know, Justin, you know from experience... that he's really going to try to spin this.
It's about $60 for the box set.
But he's already put down five.
10.
Oh, he's already put down 10. Ooh.
So that's 50.
Okay.
Comes with a $30 Sideshow gift card.
No. Hold up, Tiger. Just because... Okay, wait a second. Now, is there a $30 item you want at Sideshow?
No.
Oh, there's the flaw.
There's a $150 item I want at Sideshow.
Okay, so... You're back up now at $150 in the hole.
No. Yeah, that Sideshow purchase is separate.
No. If you're using that $30 gift card to take off the price of the Best Buy DVD set, then you have to count that Sideshow purchase, which means this DVD set is actually costing you $150.
Maybe even more.
Well, plus tax.
It lights up. One other thing about these Avengers Blu-rays, did you redeem the code inside to get your free digital comic and your free poster, not counting shipping?
No, not yet.
I would not wait to do that if you want this poster, because I went in the first night to enter my code just to see, and I was going to get the free poster, and the free poster needed $4 in shipping. But then I looked at the other posters, and two of the other three posters are really cool. One of them is just the Avengers Assemble cover, and I've seen that art a little too often from the comic. But there's this really cool green and black puny god one. And then there's one of Iron Man over Manhattan that says, I survived the Battle of New York, and the A in battle is the Avengers logo. And I thought those were pretty cool, and I thought I'd get them, but I didn't have my wallet nearby, and I needed to, they didn't take PayPal. So I waited till the next day. They wouldn't sell me the full set, and I don't know if the site had problems or if they just got hammered because everybody is buying Avengers. Even people who said they were going to wait till Christmas are buying Avengers. Everybody's buying this. I think these posters are going pretty damn quick, and if you want these posters, you should hurry. The next day, I went back in, and they were on there for about a period of 5 minutes. I got mine, and then a friend of mine went in to get some, and they weren't available again. So I'd say get your code in early, keep trying, and if you want those posters, if you're on the fence, buy the posters for $20.
Wow, no kidding.
And that's at AvengersAssembleOffer.com. You get the digital comic and at least one poster for just $3. How can you beat poster for $3?
$2. That would beat it.
So thank you all for calling. We did get more voicemails, but keep your calls coming in. Remember, we want to know your thoughts on what you're buying, what you're seeing, whatever's Marvelicious in your life. Call us at 803-MARVEL-4. That's 803-627-8354.
Sales to Astonish.
We were talking about Sideshow a few minutes ago, and they revealed a new line of Marvel collectibles. If there wasn't enough with the comic cats and the premium format and the legendary scale and the legendary scale busts and the life-sized busts, now there's Sideshow Classics.
Classic.
And what these are large statues that are actually bigger than their premium format size stuff that are completely cast to look like bronze and to feel cool to the touch. And to have all the look and appeal and attractiveness of a large bronze collectible at a really affordable price. I mean, that is their goal. I'm not trying to sound like a marketer, and I realized I came off like I was doing a sales pitch, but...
Wait, there's more!
Exactly. But that seems to be what they're going for here.
$299 isn't bad for this big statue. I personally don't care for it because I think that... I'm not a fan of bronze, and I don't really care for the bronze statues, and I don't think this works with Wolverine because it looks like a crazy alien.
Yeah, not being a statue guy myself, this really doesn't do a whole bunch for me. But I could see it being a classy piece, like in a theater room.
That's kind of my thing. And I was wondering, Justin, where you'd fall on this. Because it is this bronze thing, and I've never gotten the bronze thing. I mean, part of the fun of comic books and things is they're colorful, right? They're bright colors. And so when you look at these bronze things, and most bronze collectibles I've seen have actually been bronze. So you're talking 4 figures, 5 figures, in some cases 6 figures. I'm like, oh, hell no. But this is a lower price. And if you go to the page at Sideshow's site that explains what the classics are, it explains how apparently, according to that page, people think you can see the sculpt better when it's pure bronze. And the one thing I will say to that is when we were at Toy Fair and Comic-Con in 2011, Marjorie, we saw Kotobukiya's Thor fine art statue. And we thought that looked gorgeous. Mm-hmm. Or no, I'm sorry. And it wasn't painted, it was just sculpted. And we thought that looked so gorgeous in just that putty gray. And then we saw it painted and went, oh, it's still really nice. But it didn't live up to all the line work, and the paint did kind of hide some of the cool sculpting they'd done. So I can appreciate it. I'm just not a fan of bronze, but Justin, you're far more of that artistic bent, so I didn't know if bronze might have been your medium.
Well, it does harken back to more of a artistic style, and you're right that it does allow for more of the detail to come through because it doesn't draw the eye away with the bright colors and stuff. But being a fake bronze takes it right back out of that category for me. You know, it's like it's painted to look bronze, so what do you really have? I mean, it makes me think of, like you were saying, seeing unpainted stuff like that. You know, all those marble statues that we see now from back in Roman times, they found out recently that those were actually painted at one time. Like those had paint on them, like face paint and full color, and the paint wore away and now we're just left with the marble, which is actually way more attractive and classic looking. I don't know what the comparison is there. It just kind of brought that to mind. But yeah, it being something that looks bronze, but is still breakable, it doesn't feel right to me. What I could see using it for personally is if I had a really cool diorama set up and I wanted like a bigger than life statue to represent, you know, like a dictator for that diorama.
So like if they did Doctor Doom, it would be perfect.
Exactly.
Yeah, I see that. And if you read the description, they're really trying to do some chicanery here because they're like, it's heavier than most statues. So they're trying to give it the bronze heft, even though it's not. It's cool to the touch. So it's like having the Bolex watch to impress your friends.
That's exactly what it is. Might as well be a bootleg, too. It's not Wolverine. It's Wolverine.
Oh, Wolverine.
Ha 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 ha. Well, the next two they have coming out are Spider-Man and Iron Man. And yeah, the price is really attractive. The size of it is nice. I don't judge anyone for getting it the way I do if they get a Bolex, because it is what it is. If you like that look, more power to you. Here's a way to get it affordably. I've never been a bronze guy, but now that you've said that, if they come out with a Doctor Doom, I just may have to do that one.
You may have to doom that one?
Yeah.
Doom the doo, dude.
Now, also, I remember last year there was that gift set at Walmart that came out. I was struck from left field when on HasbroToyShop.com, what they call the online exclusive Amazing Spider-Man comic series gift set was placed up for pre-order, and it's four figures for $30. You get a Spider-Man that looks to be pretty well articulated, and then Hobgoblin, Scorpion, and Carnage.
Mm-hmm. And at first seems like a pretty easy pass, right? Because you look at that, it's like, oh, these are all just either slight repaints or straight up reissues of the figures that we've already seen. Closer inspection reveals that these guys are all translucent.
Oh!
At least, so, yeah. I didn't think repaint, because I don't recall that Scorpion, but I could tell translucent pretty easily. But Spider-Man's translucent, too?
Yep, his blue parts look to be translucent. Same with Hobgoblin there.
Yep.
So, yeah, I'm going to be spending $30 for a translucent Scorpion and a translucent Carnage, essentially.
These are going to be shipping near the end of October, just in time to trick-or-treat. And a couple days later, they did go up at Walmart.com. But again, this is called an online exclusive, so I don't know why. We remember last year, the day after Christmas, the sets at Walmart were getting clearanced out. So maybe they don't want to put them in stores this year again. But head to HasbroToyShop.com or Walmart.com. We'll have the links from MarveliciousToys.com to get your order in for this set. And speaking of packs getting here, around the same time that I get this, I should have my Amazing Spider-Man Anti-Venom figure.
Ooh. Now, how did you go about getting that one again? Some weird backdoor trade?
Well, what happened was, we've read online, and we reported on this a couple months ago, long before Comic-Con, that there was a Kmart exclusive 3-pack spotted in Australia that's Green Goblin, Spider-Man, and Anti-Venom. And yeah, these are repaints, but cool repaints with Anti-Venom.
Agreed.
And we thought they might show up here. Well, there's still been no sign of them, and a listener in Australia named Brad hooked me up.
Very nice.
And Justin, I know you were the optimist, unlike the pessimist you were earlier, going, oh, they'll show up here in Kmart. But I picked up a spare set if you're interested. If not, I'll take it to the forums.
Yeah, I think I may be interested, because my optimism is wearing ever so thin now that the DVD release is coming near and still no signs of it.
I am the cooler. So,
yeah, I find it very odd that Arnie's picking up things for Justin, because that's not how it's supposed to work. Somewhere the universe is off balance.
Well, he has to go overseas for his stuff.
It's down under where toilets flush backwards. And Arnie buys things for Justin. Now, Australian shipping was a pretty penny, but I didn't want to run the risk of not being able to get Anti-Venom, who is one of the coolest design characters to come out in the past decade.
Definitely.
That was Kmart down there. It's hard to say what'll show up in stores as we get closer to Thanksgiving that we don't know about.
Especially since Shocker's still never shown up stateside.
That's true. Shocker was part of the thing I was thinking about when I ordered him. Gentle Giant put up a bunch of items for pre-order this past week as well. Some mini busts. They have the Iron Man Mark 7 Deluxe mini bust. I'm not quite sure what makes him deluxe. Usually the deluxe mini busts come with interchangeable pieces. Here he seems to be deluxe because he has electronics, I think.
Now, did we see this one at Comic-Con?
Yes, they had this one out at Comic-Con, and now it's up for pre-order.
Right, but it wasn't lit up at Comic-Con because he said the batteries would drain it all the time. But yeah, that one was pretty impressive looking in person. The red on it was perfect.
It was. It's like a hot toy cut in half.
Exactly.
And then the one that's kind of calling to me is the Venom mini bus. Now, I've probably shown I have a Venom bias here, Anti-Venom, Venom, and Carnage all coming up in one show. But I think that they got the tongue just right on Venom, and that's so important. This is classic Eddie Brock gonna eat your brain Venom.
I like the size of his arm.
He worked out. He was a photographer.
Yeah, I definitely remember seeing this one at Comic-Con, and it is got some great detail in the teeth and the tongue and all that spots. I mean, it's an impressive piece.
I haven't bit yet for it, but toying with the idea. I can't go down the mini bust route.
It's kind of my position.
The route I am going down is FX Collectibles. At San Diego Comic-Con, I picked up those three Captain America posters, and last week we tried to frame them. And what a pain in the ass those are. I love FX Collectibles. I bought their stuff. I bought their very first props they ever came out with. I have many items on pre-order from them for the Star Wars line. But there's a fine line between a prop replica and a pain in the ass. And these posters cross it because I'm guessing because they're prop replicas, they are the exact size of the posters as seen in the movie. The problem with that is they're all 36 inches long, which is a very standard poster length. But in that length, the width is supposed to be 24 inches. You go anywhere, you will find poster frames at 24 by 36. Which makes it really hard when their Cap Salute You and Cap Salute You Sold Out posters are 25 by 36.
Oh, that's a bummer. You can't do that. You can't make up your own standard on a poster.
I know, there's standard size you're supposed to go with, and that's just the way it is.
It's because it's a replica.
Don't care.
Well, then the production designer should be fired for not checking out standard sizes.
So, these posters, I got the full set of three posters for $40 at San Diego Comic-Con. If you go online right now, they're $20 per poster, but you're going to spend probably $100 or more getting a frame.
Mm-hmm.
Easily.
I've decided I'm going to spend the $100 to get one frame, but I don't like the canceled one, so I'm going to put both posters that are 25 by 36 in one frame, just so they're protected.
Yeah, that's not a hard decision, because those two use the same art of Cap, so pick the one that doesn't say canceled.
Yeah, I wouldn't even have bought the canceled, but it was literally buy two, get the third free, so I just took it, but yeah, it'll go behind. Now, the third poster is 22 by 36.
What? No rhyme, no reason.
No, it's all messed up. They're beautiful, though.
They are gorgeous posters. But my God, if you buy these, you need to be aware that you're either taping them to your wall or spending far more than the poster in framing.
I can't imagine that when it came time to print these, that the conversation was, well, do we keep them the exact same size they were in the movie or do we standardize these? And somebody said, well, people are going to complain that they're... I mean, who knew what they were exact size in the movie? You could have fudged that into the right size.
We would never would have known.
Nobody would have known.
But you know what? I'm not going to hold it against him because I keep going back to it is a replica. And I'm excited about some of the other replicas that they're coming out with. I am going to be one of the first ones online to order the Captain America bloodied and non-bloodied trading cards from Avengers. Tell me that's not cool. And those go up for release on October 16th.
Those are cool. The challenge is going to be finding a cool way to display those. Maybe some sort of shadow box with a velvet background.
That would be good. Or looking at just some of the nice baseball card trading card displays they have. I'm not sure yet if they're selling them separately bloodied and not bloodied. I'd rather display the not bloodied set. The bloodied is a little bit more niche.
I kind of like the way they have them displayed on the site, though. They have the bloodied one sitting in front of the non-bloodied one. That might be a cool way to display it.
I'll have to talk to Jerry. He's been doing gorgeous things with displays.
Yeah.
And then, finally, after teasing us with them for a year and a half, Thor's helmet and Mjolnir are going up for pre-order on October 9th, and that's the start of their entry into the full-scale movie prop replicas. I'm passing on those, but coming out later will be the Iron Man helmet and the Captain America shield that stymied me at C2E2.
I don't want to own the Thor helmet, but I do want to try it on.
I don't want to own Mjolnir, but I do want to swing the hammer. But I will definitely be sending out Marvelicious Sales to Astonish newsletters, as well as posting to Facebook and Twitter when those go on sale and we see final pricing. I know Brian Ono, head of EFX, ballparked some pricing for us at Comic-Con, but I am watching with great interest. I'd love it if they'd be able to get a little bit more deep into it. I kind of feel Avengers is one of those things, like with the Tony Stark bracelets they're selling, it's just really prop light.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, not a lot of helmets outside of Thor and Iron Man.
And then other stuff that's going to be coming up soon.
This just in, news from the web!
We still are in the afterglow or hangover of Avengers Blu-ray release, and I want to thank each and every listener, plus Jerry, on our Facebook page to let me know I'm not alone in having the problem of deciding which exclusive or exclusives to get with this, because it became quite a support group on the Facebook page. Can somebody tell me which exclusive to buy? But now it's starting again with Amazing Spider-Man. We talked about a couple last week, and now when people were buying Avengers, they put out a pre-order for the Amazing Spider-Man exclusive Blu-ray at Walmart. You get the Blu-ray plus DVD movie in a gift set, which has a Spider-Man mask DVD case.
Ooh.
Which fits right along with none of your other DVD cases.
Well, maybe your Homer Simpson season 3 head case from back in the day.
And your Ang Lee Hulk DVD case that I picked up at the Toy Man Toy Show last June.
Well, the makers of Grabzags have come out with something new this time. It's called Noggins. And you know it's cool? Because it ends in a Z, not an S. I just want to point that out. I was thinking, okay, I'm really going to need these things because they're cute, and I didn't like the Grabzag so much. I'm like, okay, they're doing something new. I can't buy him. First picture I pull up is this little Captain America. He looks like a fish.
Captain America does look like a fish.
He's like a sperm with a smile.
Well, most sperm do.
Doesn't he? Am I wrong?
Cyclops looks like a molar.
He does look like a molar. You're right. I don't think these are good. I'm going to be able to walk right by these.
I don't know. I kind of dig the outlandish style. I mean, you don't see this style every day. This is something completely different.
Here's the thing that I think. If you look at these pictures, they're incredibly grainy. Now, I've already talked this episode about how much time Justin and I spend in the photo studio. I can tell you, these things are like squinky sized or smaller, is my guess, based on these photos and the detail we see in. They look nice and big on the webpage because they did some close-up shots, but look at all the little detail or lack thereof. These are some tiny toys, I believe.
Yeah, like pencil toppers.
And did you see Galactus?
No.
Galactus is cool.
Galactus will change your mind.
And so will Beast. Beast is cool. Doctor Strange has got a, like, Vincent Price mustache going on.
Oh my god, what's wrong with Dr. Doom? He looks like a crazy witch with no teeth.
Yeah, Doom, they kind of gave up on. He's just a head.
Oh my god, look at Gambit. He looks like a frightened cactus. He's cute.
You see, I knew these were coming. I think we even talked about them a long time ago. But they have started posting fast and furious to Facebook with all these pictures. And I knew Beast and Galactus and Nick Fury were going to get Marjorie on board.
Spider-Man's creepy. It looks like something melted. Beast is kind of cute, too. And Loki! Red Skull.
Yeah, some of them are real hit and miss.
Are you rethinking your position?
Yeah, so I think I'm just going to pick and choose. Are they blind package?
More than likely.
Well, I guess I have to buy them. Damn it.
Blade, you almost can't tell what he is.
He looks like a raisin.
Yeah.
A lot of these look like just blobs, like Red Skull and Blade. They kind of look like evil things from a Saturday morning cartoon that's telling you to eat your vegetables. Like, these are the germs that are going to come in your mouth if you eat too much candy.
They're the cavity creeps.
Yes!
Yeah, I'd say it's about 50-50. Really cute and good to just kind of blah. Like, Thing isn't all that great. I think he's too toothy.
Yeah, but I think in person they're going to look a lot better because they're going to be a lot smaller and you're not going to be so drawn into them. But I'm curious to see what their texture is. I'm wondering if they're going to be spongy like a squinky or hard like a Grabzag. Because that's going to matter with these. I think they're probably going to be a real soft rubber.
I'm guessing that, yeah.
I'm guessing the hard plastic, actually. Looking at their little instructions here, it almost seems like they want you to throw them and bowl them and all that stuff. And it's not saying anything about bouncing.
But it shows flicking them with your finger, too, which I think would hurt if it's hard plastic.
That could hurt. But it says gotcha right on that thing, so it could be a warning.
And that is our show for this week. We will be back next week with a special interview with Stuart Moore, Marvel editor, author, and author of the Civil War prose novel, as well as reports from the Toy Man Toy Show in St. Louis
and FallCon in Minneapolis. Technically St. Paul, but they're the same.
The Twin Cities, if you will. So until next time, true collectors,
make mine marvelicious.
Yeah.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Marvelicious Toys. If you enjoyed this podcast, please help our show by leaving a positive review for the show on iTunes. There's even more Marvelicious content at our website, marvelicioustoys.com. At the site, you can see pictures of the products we discussed, find checklists for Marvel toys, talk and trade with the Marvelicious forums, and much more. It's all at marvelicioustoys.com. We want to hear your thoughts on Marvel collectibles. You can leave reports of your latest toy finds as well as product reviews on our voicemail at 803-MARVEL-4 or email an MP3 or iPhone voice memo to show@marvelicioustoys.com. Marvelicious Toys is produced and edited by Arnie Carvalho. Podcast enhancement by Barrett. Marvelicious website design by Jason. Graphic design by Justin. Announcements by Brock. The Marvelicious theme song, Bam Pow Kablam, is composed by Joe Harrison. See more of Joe's work at www.StarWarsFanWorks.com/Lion's Mouth. If you also like Star Wars, Star Wars collecting is covered weekly at our other podcast, Star Wars Action News, which you can find at SWActionNews.com. Marvel Comics and all of the Marvel Multiverse contains are the intellectual property of Marvel Entertainment Incorporated, a subsidiary of the Walt Disney Company, and no infringement is intended. Marvelicious Toys is a Venganza Media production, copyright 2012, all rights reserved.
We spent quite a bit of time with lights, camera, and action figures.
Name of the show.
I think I did just name this show, didn't I? I'm sure it's not toxic. I'm sure you can lick the lizard.
I'm sure.
I have your permission to lick the lizard.
Make him spit.
Bought myself a little Coach purse and then went to Williams Sonoma.
You bought yourself one too? You have three now?
Actually, I have that.
I don't think you want to get into a numbers of who's got what game.
I think Justin's right.
Only three? We should get you more. That's what I'm saying. You only have three?
I think I've got like five or six in there, actually.
Okay, that's a good number.
You only have five or six Hot Toys? Or you only have five or six Iron Man?
Ouch!
If we're counting number, I still got a ways to go. And they just came out with a new bag.
I have a loose Miles Morales that I have yet to open that I got on eBay because I didn't realize he was loose.
How do you open him loose?
I opened the envelope.
Oh.
The bitter disappointment of not reading the eBay auction carefully enough because it said new, but then when I looked, it said open.
Oh. Well, you got your opener.
So thank you all for coming. Coming. Yeah. You can leave us a voicemail at 813. That's not my number. I'm like, why does my number start 666? I'm not sh**ing you. My number is 666.
Whoa. Wait, isn't it Marvel something?
Yeah, it's Marvel 6. So it is not 666. I do not have the phone number of the beast for the show. That's for Satan Action News.
Starting next week for Halloween.
No.
Well, I spotted Satan at Walmart last week.
Is he at devilsofwalmart.com?
been getting reports that the devil's been showing up at Walmart and Target, but not so much at Target.
He's at Taco Bell all the time.
He lives at Taco Bell.
Yeah.
In the bathroom.
All right.
There's a country song in there somewhere.
The devil's in my toilet.
Arnie, you like Taylor Swift. Don't you know some of her songs that you could just substitute baby for devil?
He's the reason for the pentagram on my guitar.
I was about to say I wish I knew the real song to compare it to, but I'm glad I don't.
I don't either.
Remember, we want to know your thoughts on what you're buying, what you're seeing, whatever's marvelicious in your life. Call us at 803-MARVEL-4. That's 803-627-8354. Was it the marvelicious in your life that was too cheesy for you?
Mm-hmm.
Did you get an eye roll?
You actually got a snigger.
Ooh.
Full on snigger. This is, this also, they say